So, I would just quickly like to raise your awareness of a smart goal setting resource that we've created and made available for you in the additional materials section. But in this video, I just want to welcome back Karen once again. And what we're going to do this time around, I'm going to analyse and critique one of the goals that Karen has for a bigger, brighter future using the smart goal setting framework and show you how this isn't a framework that we necessarily even need to really plan out. It's one that I like to just use in a conversational manner. All right, it just kind of aids and assists the life coaching stroke goal setting process. So first things first, I'm gonna just invite Karen to consider a meaningful goal that she has in a certain area of her life. Now, up until now, we've looked at the seven different life areas. We've explored the life balance workbook. So we've looked at home life, we've looked at family relationships, educational career aspirations, goals, we've looked at personal finances, routine responsibilities, we've looked at social life, we've looked at contribution and personal growth. So you can choose from any of those areas from the Life Balance Workbook. What do you choose, wife? What do you choose?
Well, a goal that I've already mentioned previously is about preparing myself to become a good mum.
So you're preparing yourself to be a mum?
Which probably branches over a few of those different areas in terms of life areas.
Can we explore it?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll explore this goal through the smart goal setting process. So first and foremost, I just want to get clear if that's okay on what the actual goal is. Is the goal to prepare to be a mum or is the goal to become a mum?
The goal is to become a mum, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's quite different from prepare to be a mum, isn't it?
yeah.
Just a little bit. All right, it's just good that we get clear on these things because if our goal is to prepare to be a mum, then how long would you spend preparing to start preparing?
It's a very good question, yeah.
We're just going to think about these things. But remember, right, all jokes aside, there are how many people in life that go through life accomplishing very, very little? Why? Well, we're never going to know, are we? But the way in which we sometimes frame our goals can just really prevent us from ever taking that first step. So the goal is to become a good mum.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So could I just ask why? Why this is so important to you?
Why?
What's driving this?
I've always wanted to be a mum. And I can't really think or consider any other thing I would do with my life that's more meaningful.
Fantastic. But why? So you've always, I didn't ask for how long you wanted to be a mum. I said, like, what's driving you? Why do you want to be a good mum? Because there's lots of mums in the world. Some mums will be better mums than others. But what specifically is it that's motivating you to be a good mum? Or perhaps the better question would be to ask, what does a good mum look like?
Okay.
Specifically?
Yeah. A good mum is available for her kids.
Available? And what do you mean by available?
I mean like emotionally available, like sees where they're at, asks how they're doing.
Is able to discern where they're at, is paying attention.
Yeah.
And how do you know that this is important?
Because in my own experience of growing up, I had a good upbringing, but I didn't have a strong emotional connection with my own mum, and I can see how I've become the person I've become because of that, and in some ways quite withdrawn and not very open to connecting with people, and I don't want that for my children. I want to teach them what it means to connect well with your mum and teach them how they can connect well with other people, set them up well for life.
It's interesting. What was it that you learned through not having this level of connection in the past or this level of availability for you? What was it that you missed out on?
I missed out on the really talking about difficult things, like opening up about challenges and
talking about difficult things. Do you mean like being honest?
Being honest, being real with my mum, about what was going on for me, and having that level of honesty, openness, where I could talk to her about anything.
So if I could just ask you to cast your mind back, to remember the levels of relationship we looked at in the last section.
Yes.
All right. So not feeling comfortable, being honest like this, is that because the trust was in the relationship, or because perhaps the trust wasn't quite where it needed to be?
Because it wasn't where it needed to be, yeah.
And what needed to be in the relationship in order for the trust to also be in the relationship?
Like intimacy, you know?
Intimacy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which looks like?
Time together, alone, where I'm, you know, being asked how I'm doing, questions. I'm just basically asking about me and asking how I'm doing. I guess meaningful time together.
Meaningful time, having quality discussion. And I'm guessing if someone asks you a question, it's only then going to be good that they're available to actually hear what's
actually going on. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. And I'm taking it that this then is kind of what you want for your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is kind of what being a good mum looks like for you.
Yeah, 100%.
We got there in the end, didn't we? Just see what I just done there. We just made Karen's goal meaningful, right? Saying, well, I want to be a good mum. And then when I asked Karen why, she said, well, I've just always wanted to be a good mum, right? So then we just switched the discussion around, tackled it from a slightly different perspective, and then established the reason why. Being a good mum for Karen doesn't necessarily mean being who your mum wasn't. It just means identifying the void that you perceived yourself as having, you know, growing up in your younger years, and then plugging that gap.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of makes sense for you, doesn't it?
It does. Kind
of means being, perhaps, for someone else, for your children, the kind of person that you never had for you. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just saying no one's perfect, all right? But we all have these little deficits in our lives that we want to fill, don't we?
We do, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes filling this void in other people can seem and feel more meaningful for us.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes this quite a meaningful goal.
It absolutely does, yeah.
Cool. So how would you say then that you'll be able to measure this goal? So that was last bit was specific, by the way, in terms of the SMART goal setting or SMART goal analysing framework. So we've looked at the specific reasons why this goal is important to you. How would you propose to measure a goal like this?
A very good question.
How will you know whether you're getting it right?
I can only imagine that I'll have to gauge my children's response to me and how open they are, how open they actually are with me.
Ah, so you're saying that you're gonna gauge how effective a mum you are, not by how you feel, but by how they respond to you, how they are with you, how open they are with you. So if you're available, then that might mean that they'll be open and they won't have a problem being honest with you.
They won't have a problem, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you propose that this goal will be achieved? How achievable is this goal and how will it be achieved?
How will it be achieved? It'll be achieved with my commitment to, well, I think there's different elements here. So one thing that is hugely motivating me is to nail this goal is being on top of all my other responsibilities so that I have space in my own mind to be this kind of mum that I want to be, an available mum.
Okay, so we're talking about life balance here now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about if you're effective in your routine responsibilities, in your work life, finances, all these kinds of things, then you're going to have the time and the space to be able to invest into these little people to the degree that you want to.
Yes.
Now, can we see how life balance is coming into play now? How one aspect of life is impacted by others?
100%. Like if I'm not on top of certain elements, I end up getting stressed and then I'm not wholly available for the people in my life.
Interesting. No, I think I was just talking about this about 2 videos ago, ironically enough. Okay, cool. So, how will these goals be measured in terms of outcomes? What outcomes will you need to see to be able to appreciate that you're being effective in accomplishing this goal? What outcomes do you actually need to see? How will you know when you've got there?
I'll know by gauging the depth of the connection that I have with them, with the children.
The depth of connection,
Yeah.
and you're going to be able to sense what that is or know what that is.
I'll know what that is, yeah, but not just my perspective, I reckon by asking for your perspective as well in terms of how I'm actually being, how I'm coming across.
Okay.
But yeah, I reckon gauging the depth of the connection will be the biggest part. It also actually analysing how I'm using my time. Like, am I creating space and time for these little people?
Are you purposefully creating time, or are you just allowing yourself to be busy pursuing whatever goal it is that you're pursuing?
Yeah, and then it just never happens, you know, that alone time, that bonding time.
Okay, so unless you're purposefully creating this time and space, then it's not going to create itself.
No, so there's got to be regular schedule, not necessarily diarized, but planned for time.
Okay, that sounds quite good.
Yeah.
Now tell me, how long have you got to prepare for this?
How long do I actually have?
Yeah, how long have you actually got to prepare for this? Because you've got a lifetime of being a certain way, right, from then till now, and then you've got from now until the day that these little people arrive. So roughly, how long have you got?
Approximately 1 year.
1 year. Okay. Because it's good that goals should be linked to some sort of time frame, isn't it? This is kind of what creates a sense of urgency.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So there is a sense of
There
urgency.
is a sense of urgency.
That having started the adoption process, actually, it's imminent, you know, it's going to be within the year.
So doing nothing and changing nothing isn't an option anymore.
It's not an option, no.
Cool. So what is it that you're addressing today then? What is it you're working on today so that you don't get caught out tomorrow?
So we chatted recently about me having a strong morning routine and managing myself and my responsibilities well by deciding each day what's an urgent priority for me to complete.
Okay.
So I'm working on that and building that into my morning routine so that I don't end up reacting or responding to other people's requests throughout the day. And so nothing else is going to confuse what I know needs to be done.
Fantastic. So what you're talking about is having a like a framework in your life that allows you to be able to discern and identify that which is urgent from that which is important, from that which isn't urgent and that which isn't important, so you can invest your time in the wisest possible way. That, to me, sounds like the Eisenhower matrix that we might be coming on to next, by the way. But just to wrap this video up, just wanted to really demonstrate here how conversationally we integrate the SMART goal analytical process just conversationally into our coaching sessions. Now, you might have picked up on one or two of the questions that I asked, and it's not like I can give you a question framework here, right? Because we're just having a conversation, but you use the framework as a guide, all right, to prompt your clients to really get crystal clear on how much responsibility they're actually taking for their goal. One of the last questions I asked Karen, so how is it that you're What was the question I asked? It was a really good question as well.
What is it that I'm already doing?
What is it you're already doing today that's preparing you for tomorrow? And that is a fantastic indicator on how receptive your clients are and also how committed they are to seeing this goal of theirs come to fruition. If they haven't yet taken any action, there's going to be a reason for this, which might be a destructive pattern of behaviour, or it might be a limiting belief, which might then require you to go back and deal with some stuff that we've looked at in the earlier sections. All right. So, Karen, thank you very much for humouring us here. I hope you found this quite straightforward. It's a very, very simple process or a very simple framework. It just allows our clients to look at their goals from a really constructive and also a very, very proactive angle to help them just get crystal clear on what's motivating the goal, but also how it is that they are being that's determining whether this goal comes to fruition or not. Very, very practical. So go to the additional materials section, download the resource, and feel free to use this as a guide when you start working with clients. If you haven't got much practice in the goal setting process, then again, jump over to one of the two communities, either Practice Makes Permanent or Inside of Ecology, one of the two, or find a friend or a loved one or a family member or a child or something like this and practice. Because it's practice that's really going to help you to develop your competencies as a goal setter and as a life coach. So hope you found this video useful, and we'll see you again in the next clip, where we're going to look at the Eisenhower Matrix.